different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. Tonse Alliance confident of August election victory without full opposition support. UNIP urges ECZ to prioritize delimitation of large constituencies. And Chile declares state of catastrophe as wildfires leave at least 18 dead.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the 12 hours news bulletin on Hot FM. Here's the news in detail. Tonse Alliance Chairperson Professor Danny Pule has expressed confidence that the Alliance will win the August general elections even without the support of all opposition political parties. In an interview, Professor Pule said the Alliance does not require the backing of numerous opposition parties to secure victory in the upcoming polls. He has explained that past experience has shown that political alliances can win elections without the involvement of every opposition party. Professor Pule has emphasized that what matters most is having a clear and credible manifesto that responds to the needs of Zambians rather than the number of parties within an alliance.
It is not expected that everybody, though that may be the case, it's not that we can't win without everybody coming on board. It has happened before. President Haka even won the elections without necessarily getting all the opposition candidates in one alliance. There were 16 candidates. Some are still, you know, though they did very badly, they still want to run as individual political parties.
The United National Independence Party, UNIP, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to prioritize the delimitation of large constituencies into manageable sizes ahead of the April target. The ECZ recently announced that it is nearing completion of preparations to begin the delimitation process ahead of the August general elections, with the exercise expected to be concluded before the certification of the voters' register on April 30th, 2026. In an interview, UNIP President Lieutenant Colonel Henry Muyoba, retired, has expressed concern that constituencies in the country have remained excessively large. Lieutenant Colonel Muyoba said this has resulted in many members of parliament and councillors failing to deliver development due to limited resources and the vastness of their constituencies.
But when you come to creation of more constituencies, the Zambian constituencies are too large, are too big. An MP or a council walking can never finish to walk into a ward, can never finish to walk into a constituency. They are too big. To make a constituency to a manageable level, where people can manage to campaign using a bicycle, can manage to campaign walking from one end to another, allow them, let them go ahead and demarcate the constituency. This issue is centered on citizens. Let us move forward. What we need is progress.
Government has underscored the importance of cooperation between Zambia and Germany in the implementation of reforms in the agriculture sector. Speaking on the sidelines of the just concluded Global Forum for Food and Agriculture, GFFA, which was held in Berlin, Germany, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary Technical Services John Mulongoti noted that Germany has been supporting Zambia, particularly in reforms in the agriculture sector, where the two countries have a blueprint program called Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Program, which aims to enhance agricultural productivity. Mr. Mlongoti said from the engagements with the German Society for International Cooperation, the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, and other participating countries, it was clear that Zambia was on the right path in its pursuit to promote mechanization in the agriculture sector and improve productivity. He said government was reforming some of its interventions, like the Farmer Input Support Program, where benefits are now being seen, adding that Zambia was cited as an example for other countries to learn from on how to reform and transform the agriculture sector. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in Germany, Luvinda Kashewe. The United Federation of Employers in Zambia, UFEZ, has welcomed the signing into law of the Occupational Health and Safety Bill, number 17 of 2025. President Hakainde Hichilema recently signed the bill into law, which aims to strengthen occupational health and safety standards across the country. In an interview, UFEZ President Humphrey Monde said the enactment of the law will help bring order and improved safety to workplaces countrywide. He has emphasized that strong health and safety regulations are essential for protecting both employers and employees.
The health aspect is very, very key to us. When our workers are in good health, then it means work will go on. But when we're entangled in sicknesses, we're entangled in bad health, ailments, this poses a lot of challenges. So with the punitive measures that are put in place, that have been guided in the bill, I think they are very progressive and we support that as a federation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Lusaka Securities Exchange says stability in the country's economic fundamentals will play a significant role in boosting investor confidence on the exchange market. Luce Executive Director Nicholas Cavazzo says this is crucial in ensuring the sustainable growth of the exchange market in the country. Mr. Cavazzo has told Hot FM News that the stability and performance of the exchange rate have helped improve the valuation of positions held by international participants on the market. He adds that this has resulted in increased confidence among international investors on the exchange market.
We must be able to appreciate the fact that the stability that we've seen in the economy and the growth that we've seen in the economy has actually aided, you know, the confidence of investors in the market. Because remember, investors who put, you know, a premium on their investments as a result of the prospects of the companies growing. Now, the economy moving up is a factor of different sectors and different entities playing within those particular sectors. And if you have to look at the exchange currently houses the listing of some of these key, you know, entities that are playing in these key sectors, be it mining, agriculture, or energy. So looking at the fact that the economy has been